Hello.
Hi, is it Julia?
Yes.
Hi, Julia. My name is Ella James. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I will be your assigned project manager. First of all, welcome on board. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear that. All right, so Julia, I wanted to walk you through the process really quick. Is it a good time? You can talk now, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so let's begin with the book, first of all. I believe it's a poem book. Can you tell me more about the book and what exactly is your vision behind the book?
Well, but I'm disabled, and I have a lot of time here to sit around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a poem. The first poem I ever wrote was years ago in 98 when my daughter got married. I wrote a poem for her.
Okay.
And, oh, she kept it in her hope chest. But I didn't write any more poems, and then I had to quit teaching. I taught school for 9 years, and so now I'm disabled. And I don't know. I just started writing poems first about winter. I just keep going thinking about winter, how ugly the trees look, you know, and everything. So I wrote a poem about winter and put it on allpoetry.com. Are you familiar with that website?
No, I'm not. Can you repeat that website to me?
Allpoetry.com. The largest website for poetry on the internet. Millions of people on there.
Oh, that is wonderful. So that's where you are connected with the entire network of this poetry thing, right?
Yes. So I wrote, I didn't think my poems were any good, so I didn't, you know, I was kind of afraid to even put them on there. I thought it would just, I don't know, I just didn't know what they were good or not. So anyway, I put the poem on there, and I got a lot of good comments, and they said, oh, yeah, oh, this is great, wonderful, just all good comments. So I wrote one about spring and fall and autumn. Then I wrote different subjects, and every time I wrote one and put it on there, I got a lot of good comments. And all my friends that I go to church with, and all my friends I go to church with, and these people on this site say, you are good. You need to publish yours in a book.
Okay.
They keep telling me that. They keep pushing me to do that. So
absolutely.
I had a little extra money, so I thought I'd do that.
Amazing, Julia. I must say that I'm truly impressed, and this is a great initiative. So I'm considering that this is your first book, right?
Yes, I'm not a writer, just a poet.
Right. I truly have immense respect for poets, especially, okay, because my mom was a poet too. So I understand what kind of background and what kind of visions you might have in regards to the inspiration. So I truly respect poets. All right, so, yeah, Julia, back to the process. I need to know that you have the poems ready, correct?
Yes, they're printed out in a notebook. I don't know if you need them printed a certain way because I have different fonts and all.
Okay.
But they're already printed in a notebook.
Oh, all right. That's not
with
a problem.
Illustrations. I got my illustrations from pictures that I found in books like Ideals, you know, Ideals magazine.
Yes, yes.
And other books, yeah. So I can't use that in the book because that don't belong to me. I just put them in there.
Right.
I need somebody to draw an illustration for each poem, and they said they could do that.
Got you. Yes, we can help you out with that. Now, Julia, I need to know if you're sitting in front of a computer at this moment because I want to connect you with the portal that we'll be using for further communication.
Yes, I'm on a Penguin Book Writer's homepage. I think I was chatting with Haley Stringfella about all this stuff, and I paid the money. I've already paid. Everything's up to date.
That's correct. I would like to redirect you to our online portal, not the website. If you could please go to your Gmail account, which is jubshaw47@gmail.com.
Yes.
Can you
go
there?
I got that right now.
Okay.
Okay. Are you Lisa Taylor?
Yes, that is correct. Lisa Taylor is actually my manager. My name is Ella James. I am your project manager.
Okay, it says you've been added by Lisa Taylor
to Creative Design Agency.
You've been
Yes. You need to click on that.
Let's get started.
Yes. Click on Let's Get Started. I'll walk you through it. Don't worry, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me know once you have the page open in front of you.
Yes. Start collaborating with your team, Julia Shaw. Create a password.
That's correct.
Do that now?
Yes. You need to create your own password.
Okay, let me write it down.
All right. Set up the password and let me know once you're done.
Okay. I've got this thing that gives me the great password, so I just use it.
Right, I know.
Nobody can figure out these passwords, believe me.
Right, I understand.
And
you're a wonderful person,
Julia.
Let me
tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 things are in the password. It says it's a strong password. You want me to use that password?
That is correct. But write it down somewhere so you don't forget. And you don't have to share the password with me, okay?
I've got it written down, honey. I know I have to write down my password. And it says if I like, I've got a password generator. If I like this password, I just have to click on use password, okay?
That is correct.
I have it written down, so I'm going to click on use password.
Perfect.
Okay, I would like to, okay. And website, username, yeah. I got this thing over here that saves my passwords, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly, and that is so much convenient.
I would like to receive news about teamwork by signing up. You agree to the storing of your data.
You don't have to select the first option where they're saying I would like to receive the news about teamwork. Skip that. Select the second one. Check mark the second option where it is telling you about the notifications.
Okay, finish.
That is correct. Finish.
Okay, finish. Okay. It's working. Your administration has switched everybody in your company to the new teamwork. I complete my own work. Project manager, I manage the work.
Individual contributor, you're going to be. Individual.
Okay, got it. Submit.
Okay, now once you click on that, you'll be able to see the entire dashboard. You have to go to the messages section now.
Go to the what?
Messages section.
Messages?
Yes.
I got you. Welcome on board.
Click on that, please.
Oh, it's got a big long story, something to read here. Are you Ella James?
That is correct. I'm Ella James. Now, there is
a
brief
nice.
Form
Where
attached.
Do you live, Ella James?
I'm sorry?
Where do you live? Where do you live?
I am originally from New York.
Well, I live in South Carolina.
South Carolina. How is South Carolina?
We had 62 degrees today. Wonderful weather.
Wow, that is wonderful. I actually had a friend who actually moved down here in my school time, and she always talked good things about South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, it's better than Florida. Cheaper to live here. Wonderful
exactly.
Weather. Everything.
I would love to visit it someday, Julia.
What do I do next?
All right. Okay. So back to our project. I see that, you must be seeing that there is a brief form attached for you right below my message. Do you see that book cover design?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you download that.
Got it.
Okay. The next thing that I need you to do is, can you see right below that attachment, do you see an option for add reply?
Upload new edit. It says, welcome on board, attach comments, add your comments here.
No, not that. Can you see the complete message over there, which says, hello, Julia, hope this email finds you well, and a warm welcome on board. Are you able to read that?
Let me see if I go back one page. I probably could. Let's see. Yes, I went back. I can read that.
Okay, perfect. All right, now do you see, just below the attachment, do you see the option for add reply?
Yes, click on that.
Yeah, you click on that, you type out a message whenever you want to say something to us, and then at the bottom of it, it says attach a file. Do you see that option?
Yes, but I'm not really good at this.
That's completely fine. I'll walk you through it, okay? That's not a problem at all.
Okay.
Now, the form that I asked you to download, that's the book cover design. All you got to do is fill it up, save it, and reattach it back by selecting this option. You with me?
Attach a file.
Yes. If you click on attach a file. Yes.
What do I look? Where do I look at to see what to do?
Okay, let me go back a little.
I thought I would name the book Poetry for Everyone. How does that sound? Is that too?
That sounds wonderful. That sounds great. Also,
is poetry for everyone. It's
exactly.
About all kind of different things.
Exactly.
Some of it's funny and some of it's serious.
Right, right. And we can also get you some more suggestions from the team as well, if you would like. Otherwise, we can finalize this if you're not interested in seeing any other suggestions. One most important thing, Julia, you told me that all the files are actually in print version, like the poems and the digital art, all of that is
in print
version.
Version.
You don't have
they're
any
print version, yes.
You don't have any copies saved on your computer?
Yes, I've got copies of all of them saved.
Perfect. So all you got to do is submit all those files to me by attaching a file. Once you click on attach a file, it will allow you to select from existing files. So you need to select all your files that are related to the book.
I didn't get the book cover design done yet. Don't
no,
do
no,
it
no.
Now.
Book cover design
okay.
is... It's just a brief form for you to tell us your requirements. Once you provide us this information, we will create the design for you.
Okay. Down at the bottom, it says, who will be notified? Ella James, add more. Then it says files, attach a file.
Right.
What do I do?
Attach a file.
Click
on attach.
That.
Yeah, click on attach a file, and then go to add files.
Quick add.
Yes, add files.
It says quick add. Is that it?
Quick add. No. I think you've gone
to. It
says
search, jump to, my work, time, more.
Right. Now, it's redirecting you to the files in your computer, right?
No, it hadn't yet.
Okay. All right.
Haven't got that far yet.
Close this back. Let's go back to attach a file.
Okay.
Okay, once you click on attach a file, does it show you any option right below it where it says drop or paste files here, add files, select
add
from existing files?
Select from existing files.
Yeah, that is correct.
Is that what
you
I
go
need
to
do?
You go to add files.
Add files, okay.
Now it's
going
to show you a pop-up. Right, right.
Yes,
your computer. Now you select all the files of your poems and the digital art, and you add them all here. Once you're done, you click on post your reply, and that is it. Let's do a test run, okay? Just select any file.
Okay, I got one with the poems in it.
Okay, now type out the message here. Just write, hi, Ella, here are the files, or something like this.
Where do I type that? I've got this.
Just go right above, attach files. If you look at the option or the drop box that says type your message here.
New folder, documents. quick access. I've got all these poems, but I don't see anything like that.
Did you select the file that you want to add?
Not yet. I need to select one of them, okay?
Yes, you need to select
one or two. One of them.
Exactly. Or multiple.
Okay. Okay, I've selected a file now. Dickens of a Christmas. Now what do I do? Add files?
Once you click on that, you need to go to open. In that new drop box, you're going to see an option on your bottom right. It says open. Click on that.
Okay, now I've got poem at Dickens of a Christmas down here on the page. Add files, select from existing files.
Perfect, perfect.
Got one poem that I put down there.
Yeah. Right, right. That is
so
good to go. That is good to go. Now, if you look above the option where it says attach a file, it says who should be notified. Can you find that option for me on that very same page? Yeah. And above that,
notified. Okay.
That's completely fine. Right above that, do you see a drop box in order for you to type a message where it says type your message here?
I see a box.
Yeah, you need to type a message there. So anytime you need to reach out to me, you type your message here. Write anything. Just write, hi, Ella. It's just a test run that we are doing.
I'm not really good at this. That's why I got you all.
It's all right.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Bullets, all these things. I can't see. Table. That's not it. It's got all these choices. Clear formatting. Who should be notified? Format. Text color. Background.
No. Box. Yeah, right below that, you type out the message. Don't go into the options. Right below that, do you see type your message here? Oh, a blank space. Just click in the blank space. Right below. Yeah, just click there, and you should be able to type. Just write, hi, Ella.
Okay, just a minute. I put high, but I don't see it coming up.
Did you click in the box before typing?
I did, but it's not letting me write anything. It's got categories, messages, announcements, communication, updates, no category. I don't have anything to do with this.
No. Where are you on the same page still where you added your file, the poem file?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back to it. Where do you see the option where it says attach a file?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Above that, do you see
now
the
see
option?
Yeah, I see it. Yes, hi, Ella. E-L-L-A.
Right.
Can you see that?
Yeah. You need to post your reply. You need to post your reply now. Go right at the bottom. There's an option that says, right below add file, it says post your reply. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Oh, perfect. You did it.
So now what do I do?
All right, so this was a test run.
I don't know what I'm doing. I do not know what I'm doing, ma'am.
I know. It's all right. It's going to get easier. And just in case, Julia, if you can manage this portal, I'm going to give you my email address, and you can send everything to me over there, okay?
Okay, what is it?
All right, then you can write down my email address. Let me know once you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that's going to be Ella, E as in Echo, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, dot James, that's J-A-M as in Mary, E-S, Ella dot James at penguinbookwriters.com.
All in one word?
All one word, without any spaces.
Penguin, and everything. P-E-N-Q-U-I-N, P P-E-N-Q-U-I-N-B-O-O-K.
Let me say it out for you, okay? P-E-N-G as in golf, U-I-N. Penguin, book, B-O-O-K. Writers, W-R-I-T as in tango, ERS.com.
Got it.
You got that?
Got it.
Can you say
that
to me, please? Yeah.
Ella.James@penguinbookwriters.com. Got it.
You got
okay.
it. All right. Okay, let me guide you regarding the next step. So you forget about the portal. Just put in my email address and send me all the poetry that you have that needs to be compiled in the book along with the artwork. Okay?
I don't have any artwork, ma'am. It's all pictures.
Yeah, the pictures. Can you send those back to us? Are they saved in your computer?
They said that I was paying for an illustrator to help me with this.
That's right. So you're going to provide us the pictures, and then we'll create the illustration for you. Is that right?
I don't know if I can send these pictures. I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Okay, all right. Don't worry about it. Send me the poems first. We will figure this out, okay?
Yeah.
The pictures
okay.
are in print, I believe, right?
So now you want me to go to my Gmail and put your address in and send these poems in a Gmail.
That is correct. That is correct. Absolutely right. So this is the only thing that you need to do. We will figure out, once you send all this to me, we will figure out regarding the book cover and the illustrations next, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, I'll work on this for a while and talk to you another day. You got my phone number?
That is correct. I have your phone number. I'll give you some time. I also need to walk you through the process really quickly. Once you submit all the information, we will start working on the illustrations first and the formatting of the book, basically the compilation of the entire book, okay, along with the book cover.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Once we are done with that.
It's going to take me a long time since before. You call me tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't do it all today.
Okay. All right. No pressure. No pressure at all. Thank
you
so much for your time. Yes.
Ella, have you got a phone number?
Yes, please. That's 218.
Okay.
300.
Okay.
9881.
Okay, and that's, you're available like 9 to 5 or what?
9 to 5. That is correct. What time zone are you in?
Eastern, South Carolina.
Eastern, okay, perfect.
You're in the same time zone?
No, we're actually in the Pacific time zone. But we will work this out, okay? Whenever you're available, whenever you need to talk, you just call in and we'll get back to you.
You are so nice to be
helping
a 75-year-old retired school teacher that does not know much about the. I don't do anything on my computer but look at research stuff.
That
and,
is completely
you know, write
fine.
Poetry
I
and
know.
Save it.
You have nothing to worry about.
Email. I mean, I'm not really savvy. I'm not that savvy
fine.
On the computer. That's
and that's not a bad thing.
People have been after me and after me and after me for years to get this poetry in a book, and I'm tired of them hollering at me.
You're
that's
right,
why I want to do it.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a very exciting process for you. Let me tell you that.
I want you to read some of the poems when you get them and tell me if it's worth putting in a book. And you say, oh, no, these are not any good. Please tell me the truth, will you?
I'm gonna tell you my honest opinion. You have nothing to worry about. And one more thing, Julia.
Okay.
You are love, okay? You're amazing. So I'm really looking forward to working with you on this project together, all right?
I'm looking forward to working with you.
Likewise.
So nice.
I'm so humbled by it. Thank you so much, Julia. I think we're going to get along.
We'll get along. If we don't want to tell you, I'm going to tell you what's going on. But it will be tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about it anymore today. I'm very sick. I have all kinds of medical problems.
You have nothing to worry about. Absolutely.
Can't work for hours. That's why I hired this company to help me.
Absolutely. You got nothing to worry about. Take your time. Relax. Have a cup of tea or coffee today and relax yourself. Rest up. Get back to it tomorrow. No rush from my end, okay?
Okay. As long as you're not in a rush, that makes me feel better. You know, I don't
not
want a time limit. I don't want to be rushed because I can't.
Of course.
And you're just the person for me.
Absolutely.
You are the person for me.
You got it. Julia, the way you're talking, I think the next vacation I'm taking is down to South Carolina, you know?
Oh, you can come visit me. I've
That's
got
so
two
sweet
children
of you.
And six wonderful grandchildren, and we can meet all of them and have a big party.
Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you so much. And you rest up now. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I've got a big house with five bedrooms. All
right.
I've got a huge house with five bedrooms. You can have you can stay over here. We have a great room with a fireplace. We have everything you need. You can have a vacation right here.
I am truly humbled. Thank you so much for that.
We live 60 miles from the Appalachian Mountains.
Wow.
So if you were staying with us, we'd take you up to the mountains and show you around.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much, Julia. Let's get this done. And the next thing that we'll be doing is planning a vacation together. Well, my vacation, and you're going to show me around.
That'll be your reward for helping me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful day, okay? Have rest. We'll talk again
Thank
tomorrow.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.